Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to a powerful encounter with the Word of God, brought to you by Eastwood Annabelle.
Things that are happening in our world, I have observed it for many years, and I realize that there are a lot of people that are bitter. Sometimes you wonder why we are in the cycle of poverty that we are in. The poverty is because of irresponsibility and dishonesty. People don't want to be honest at all. Why are you suffering like that? The upper is rigid. Oh, you know, this region is very difficult. And I've seen people who moved from the Upper East region. They went to stay in Greater Accra. I met them in Accra and I hated Accra. I'm like, were they going backwards or forward? Listen, you give me Accra anywhere in Accra, you give me, I don't want it. I don't want it. Anywhere. I don't know which part of Accra I'll prefer to be in Yikine. Listen, when you are in Yikine, you receive the capacity to prove that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. When you stay in a place like Accra, anything you are doing, somebody has done something and bigger than that. The other day, I went to Accra and we went to Ridge Hospital area. And I look at the buildings. Bank of Ghana building, SU Towers. Hey! Harkados look like an anthill. But when you are in the Upper East region and the thing is standing there as Harkados, Archbishop asked me, what is that? I said, Papa, it is the headquarters of our ministry. He said, Israel, what headquarters of your ministry? That is not headquarters of a ministry. That thing, call it the icon. Call it the icon. Call it the icon. Now, but you see, in the Upper East region, this is the icon. But if you take it to Accra and send it to around Ridge Hospital, it will be an anthill. That is why sometimes it is better for you to stay here. Because the small thing you do makes an impact. And it impacts on a lot of people and changes life. Listen, you must be thinking about making history instead of continuing other people's stories. May the Lord make you different to the glory of God Almighty. Now, so, honestly, you see a lot of people, they are bitter. They are angry. That word honesty comes from the Latin word honestus. And honestus means honorable, it means respectable. And these days, honesty is used to mean somebody who is truthful. The Merriam-Webster dictionary defines honesty as fairness, straightforwardness of conduct, and adherence to the facts. And the Oxford dictionary says honesty is the quality of being honest. In other words, it is being free from deceit, being truthful, and being sincere. The truth is many people are not sincere. I have sat in many marriage counselings, and when you are talking to the people, you can see they are not sincere. This one is blaming that one is blaming this one, this one is blaming this, and you just know that the problem has no solution. You go into pastoral counseling, you are talking to people about ministry, and when you are dealing with them, you can see that their problems don't have solution because everybody is busy blaming another person. Nobody is ever trying to take responsibility for anything in their life. One of the first scriptures I learned in the Bible when I got born again was Philippians chapter 4 and the verse number 8. Things are true. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are of good report. If there is any virtue and if there be any praise, he said, think on these. It's one of the first scriptures I learned. And that word, honest in this context, is the word, the Greek word semnos. And it means honorable, it means respectable. It means something that is venerable, It means dignified. It means noble. It means pertaining. It means pertaining to what is worthy of respect and something that is noble. The Bible said for us to provide all things honest in the sight of all men. And the word honest here is the word kalos. And it connotes the same thing like what we are talking about, that you will have to learn to be an honest person. Just be honest. You meet some people and they'll start shouting. There's no love in the church. Why did you leave the church? There's no love in the church. I had a problem. Nobody came to help me. I was sick. Nobody visited me in the hospital. And you as the person, when others were sick, did you visit them? The answer is no. So you are just in the church to be receiving visits and visits and visits, and you never visit anybody. So you meet people and they will give you all kinds of stories. The reason my situation is that is because nobody showed me care, nobody showed me love, nobody paid attention to me. I was having some troubles, nobody minded me. That's why I couldn't make it. So he said, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are true, if there is any virtue, he said, think on these. Now, I want to motivate everybody, including myself, to take a look in the mirror and see if you have the right to blame others for your problems. People hate mirrors. And the reason we hate the mirror is because the mirror will tell you the truth. Yesterday I asked a man, I wanted them to advise one of our friends about something. And I said, can you advise him, draw his attention to this and this and this. And the friend of mine told me, he said, you know me. I said, what is it? He said, you know me that I am a very truthful person and I will tell people as it is. And he said, I don't think this your friend is ready for the truth, so I can't talk to him. Because if I talk to him, I cannot tell him the truth. He won't take it. Fact is, many people are allergic to the truth. You can't tell them the truth. They will not take it. So I said that people hate the mirror because mirrors are too honest with them. We have a craving for dishonesty. Grab a mirror quickly and take a long look at yourself. Honesty will save your life by holding you responsible for your setbacks in life. The disciples of Jesus did a very good thing. They were cursing at the devil and the devil refused to move. And they came to Jesus and they asked him a question. They said, sir, why couldn't we cast out this devil? And Jesus said, you couldn't cast out the devil because of your unbelief. It's not because the devil was too strong, but you couldn't cast out the devil because of your unbelief. But I want to also tell you that this kind does not come out but by fasting and prayer. This kind you are dealing with, it will not come out but by fasting and prayer. For you to get to the place in life when you can be honest with yourself. The first couple in the Bible, Adam and Eve, their problem was a problem of dishonesty. And the honesty was because of indiscretion. You know, they took wrong decisions. And when they took the wrong decisions and God came and confronted them for the wrong decisions they took, they started blaming one another. Adam said, it's the woman you gave me. The woman said, the woman said, sir, it is the serpent you created. So everybody was busy blaming somebody else for their problem. The woman you gave me, the serpent you created, they gave me the problem. Adam and Eve, this one throws a problem at this one, that one throws a problem at that one. But truth is that God created a garden and then God put them in the garden. And this is the danger when you create things for people. When you create things for people and then you just take them and place them in a place they don't deserve. Like you built a house for somebody And the person didn't put their penny in the house. Listen, you have destroyed the person. I can tell you, if the roof of that house removes, they'll come and tell you to go and replace it. But I'm telling you, you have to build a house. Pay the light bill for the people. Eh? You put WC in the house, you must go and flush it. Otherwise, they won't flush it. And if you don't buy them toilet roll, they will clog it with cement paper and corn cob. I'm telling people, most of the people you are walking about blaming, and this one didn't help their relative, and that one didn't help their relative, and that one didn't. Go and check. You go there and check the real story. It's not like that girl is not helping the father. But when that girl, at the end of every month, squeeze 100 Ghana and give to her father, who is 70 years old in the village, the father is thinking about marrying a junior wife. At the age of 70, he wants to marry a girl who is 30 years old to be pressing his neck. Then they say, oh, Tadika Sobai. Some of your brothers and sisters, you can't give them money. Because if you give them 50 Ghana, they'll go and drink pito. I came here to tell you, you know what, people? There is a time you must preserve yourself. If you follow all these, your relatives, they will kill you early. Am I talking to you at all? You are sitting and looking at me like you don't understand the thing I'm talking about. The reason why you are where you are is because of the relatives. And they have a way they accuse you and blackmail you. Oh, you know, and I went to town and they refused to help me. When I even went, they said they will see me. Yeah, you will see them. They should go and see God who created them. Some of the people, look, listen. Some of your children, you must tell them it is God who created them. You were only a mother. 40-year-old girl can't do anything with her life. Every day she's walking around you. Mama, I've not finished my school. Now I'm studying masters. Can you help me? You help her finish masters number one, she's still useless. Masters number two, she's still useless. I keep telling mommy, I say, well, I went to elementary school up to form four. By form four, we were more intelligent than people today who are studying masters. By elementary school form four, we were sharper than master students today. These master students of today are masters at nothing. They are masters who know book, but they don't know life. They know book, but they don't know life. They can't maintain anything. They can't keep anything. They can't manage their own life. So here is Adam. God has created a garden for Adam. I won't say it's a mistake because God cannot make a mistake. God now made this nice garden, brought this man and his wife. And even God created a wife for him when he was asleep. Be very careful the things you are giving to people for free. If a man is asleep and you give him a wife, when he gets up, he will say you have imposed a wife on him. Listen, I have paid dowry for people and they didn't value the marriage. Oh, yeah. Some too, I saw they were going to marry and I pleaded with their father-in-law. I said, don't take dowry from them. This man is a poor man. Just give him your daughter and let him go. And the father just said, okay, bring some guinea fowl and bring one too. It's okay. Just take the wife and go. Later on, they misbehaved. Be very careful the things you are giving people free. Even lift, when we close church, you will pick somebody in your car. We have closed service and you are meditating on the word. Somebody you have given lift will sit in the car and roll down the front glass. Yes, you may share next Sunday. Next Sunday, yeah. Hey, we are. I have not rolled down the car and I'm giving people fans. Passenger, parasite. You are sitting in the car and you are giving fans. Thunder, fire your head. house, somebody will come and visit you. He has come to your house. You are sitting down, your legs are on the ground like that. The person is coming for a loan from you. He's coming to say, can you give me a loan of 1,000? He rather will sit down and cross a leg. And when you say, what will you drink? Instead of saying water, he say, give me malt. You are a big fool. And then when you ask, oh, the malt, is that all? He say, oh, but if you have some rice, it won't be bad. Something you tell you straight away, this person will not pay the loan back. Punyat. Somebody who is roaming with their stomach, they can't pay loan. And this cycle of poverty just continues. So indiscretion, God created Adam, created the garden, put in tree. Nice trees and created everything was good. Then one particular tree, he said, don't eat of this one, because in the day that you eat of it, you shall die. Then the devil came and deceived them and said, you shall not surely die. God knows that the day you eat this fruit, you become wise, knowing the difference between good and evil, and you will be like God. So God doesn't want you to be like him. That is why he told you, don't eat the fruit. Adam and Eve ate the fruit. God came. He said, Adam, where were you? He said, we heard you were walking in the garden. So we went and hid ourselves because we heard you were coming. Now the indiscretion of Adam and Eve is this. Indiscretion because, number one, they have misdirected taste. Misdirected taste and misdirected trust. So first of all, I want us to look at the misdirected taste. Why is it that it is the fruit you shouldn't eat that you are interested in? The fruit you shouldn't eat, that is the one you are interested in. Why? Why is it that the one they said don't do is the one you want to do? They said marry. You don't want to marry. You rather want to sleep with women who are not your wife. Some of you are in this ministry. You have fornicated with girls. Misdirected taste. So the woman you gave me, the devil, and so on and so forth. I wrote in this book, I said, temptations come from the tempter, but our taste belong to us. The love of money and the things of the world leads millions of people to destruction. So you see, the temptation is coming from the devil, but the taste is yours. I don't see why beer should tempt you or alcohol should tempt you. You are a believer. Alcohol, beer, they shouldn't tempt you. Beer should look like urine to you, and appetite should look like acid. But if you still see appetite and say she, you see beer and say wallahi, beer, but they don't do urine never. Me, beer and urine, if you put them in a bottle and show to somebody and say tell the difference, they may not know the difference. Why are you drinking urine? You have done your life basa, 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 basa. On the day of your death, you are going to regret. You're going to regret. You know, I wish I was there. I will be there one day. The final day somebody's staying on earth before you die. We will hear things. Some of you, I will suggest, I don't know the next person to die, but in case you are the next, just before you die, write down your regrets and advise the young men and young women who are in the church that I have stayed in this church for maybe 10 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 20 years. All the preaching coming, I didn't listen. At the end of my life, this is the way I want to advise young people in the church. I'm sure they'll take you serious. Then you add at the end, in case you don't pay heed, my ghost will appear to you and teach you. If you are not listening to the living pastor, the dead will come and talk to you. Of course, I don't believe in ghosts. I believe there are things like familiar spirits, but not ghosts. But you know, people, the The taste. And you know, when you are growing up and you are a young man growing up and you are getting money and you are growing older, many men, when you are growing older, even the sexual attraction for your wife, if you don't control it and check it well, you see, because you are growing older and your libido and everything will be coming down. So if you are not careful, you'll be running from one woman to the other just to try and satisfy a taste which is and a lust which is in you yourself. And the men will not tell you the truth that they have a sexual weakness. They would rather lie for their woman. Yeah, my wife troubles me. I remember I had this friend who wanted to divorce his wife. And then I asked, why are you trying to divorce your wife? He said, yeah, the woman has a spirit. I said, what is the spirit? He said, hey, my brother, when I climb that woman, I can't do anything. No. The thing will just die. I said, is your wife a hormone? The thing is dying means your hormones are reducing. And your thoughts, you are becoming too busy. So mentally, you are not concentrated. Say, no, it's a woman. Witchcraft from the woman's background is what is stopping him from performing. And they told me, he said, my brother, I have been swallowed Viagra, the thing's not working. No, I'm telling you the realities of life. So now the devil has a trick. When you are with your wife and the thing's not working like that, then you now go and meet some careless woman who has a way of enticing you. So you are in your 50s. This other girl you have met is in her 20s or early 30s. Caterpillar. This caterpillar will make you work. They say, my wife is really a witch. But your wife is not a witch. Oh, this one rather, you are going to take. That is the daughter of a witch who is also a witch. And getting ready to pass it on to her children. So, you see the man now. He now wants a younger woman into his life. He will not tell the truth. He has to find fault with his wife. And make the wife look bad. In fact, if you look at any man who wants to commit adultery or commit fornication, they must blackmail the wife first. My wife is a bad woman. Hey, this woman, if I want to tell you about her, you will run away. Stop looking at her like an angel. You see her in the church. Oh, I can tell you. A friend of mine was in his office, a pastor. A man barged into the office and asked him, prophet, do you know the deputy Satan in this world? He said, me, I don't know any deputy Satan. He said, I'm coming. Went outside, took his wife by the hand, dragged her into the room and said, this is the deputy of the devil. This is my wife. Very dangerous woman, if you don't know. Gentlemen, control your zip and stop disturbing somebody's daughter. Lying for somebody's daughter. Trying to destroy somebody's daughter's life. Any man who is clapping, God has delivered you. Stop it. So now, let me ask you a question. If your wife too says, because you are a bad husband, she too must start running after men, what will you do? Can you imagine women are also running all over the place, sleeping with men? And when you ask them, they say, oh, my husband is a bad man, so the only thing is I have to get good men to sleep with. Now, incidentally, if your wife is a bad woman, the one you are sleeping with is more bad than your wife, because the one now you are sleeping with is committing adultery. So you see, I knew this young man who said God was going to make him a millionaire. As a man sitting by you, have you kissed any girl in this church before? No, I just had asked a question. Because I know some of you men who have kissed a girl, but the girl was not your wife. I know some of the stories. Bad boys and girls sitting in the church pretending to be Christians. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, then they are singing the song. When the glory comes, there will be no way. Then you two, you are standing there. Instead of humbling yourself and repenting, then you are just standing there. When they make ding, 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 there you go. Mugu nerva. I know somebody's getting annoyed today. I know Gabriel is saying, Daddy, today don't spoil my tithe day for me. But Taraba tithe to cooler. They should take their tithe home. But not go to hell and lie for us that we were preaching prosperity. That is why they went to hell. You went to hell because of your own sins.
I believe you've been blessed by this message. For further information, please visit www.eastwoodanaba.com. God bless you richly.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.